Well, howdy guys, I'm pushing the UT limits today. Them ones always seem to tell on themselves, don't they, if you notice? And with all their videos that they make, and kind of slip up all the time, males have found out what marriage really means to femones. Of course, males are quite gullible. They always like to think of the goodness in the person. At least quite some time back now, the femone wanted to marry this man because she loved him. She wanted to spend the rest of her life with this one man and have his children. Well, and I'll be honest, it sounds like a damn good fantasy, doesn't it? Of course, in reality, it was just Femon's retirement plan. The hint really is in the wedding day, which is all about her. And spending thousands on that day doesn't matter, even if you haven't got it. But let's take a little bit more of some facts, shall we? So you got a Femon who's been married and divorced 3 times. She has 2 houses and a cottage by the lake. And 2.4 cars. And money in the bank. And all those 3 men that she divorced haven't got a pot to piss in. Now, fairly recently, Femons are having to sign a prenup. You see, guys are waking up. But a lot of the prenups actually don't work in reality. And of course, any Femon who's unwilling to sign the prenup, then the wedding should be cancelled immediately. Because why wouldn't she sign a prenup? She's marrying him because she loves him. Not for what she can get. But they don't sign the prenup because the same reason they don't want a DNA test. And they will leave their husbands if he gets one. Femons have scammed males for, well, since the beginning of time. But they need something to lure a man in first, and they use her honeypot for that. And I always remember what my father said to me when I was a much younger man and had some hassle with a femon I was with. He said, "Well, you stuck it in there." I guess he was right. I did. A few times. Now, to be fair, there are a few marriages still going where affection and respect is involved. But not very many. And a lot of the marriages are still going because the man knows if he divorces her, he'll be left with nothing. Until the marriage laws change, stay away from marriage. Most of the time, it's just a scam. And the males are the scammies, if that's a word. Of course, that's not the only way femons are using to try to get money and resources from males. There are many. Going out on dates with a guy she knows she doesn't really like, just to get a free meal and some drinks. You know, I can't wait for the day when femons have to take males out for a date and drinks. On her. And that day is coming. Femons have had their own way about everything for hundreds of years. But the times are changing. Males are waking up to femon extortion. Remember, guys, you do have a choice not to participate anymore in the femon scams. So that makes you alone. No, it doesn't. It makes you free. And your money is your money. Remember that. Take it easy, guys. Ciao.